Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
304.
It's a critical decision.
What do you mean?
What Pepe is going to wear to the Mandy's.
Mandy's 3. You're going to be on stage. Well, remember, I don't have Keyshawn this year.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Why'd you do to Keyshawn? Well, it's not
me. He doesn't work here.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean we can't invite him. I did invite him, but a lot of people are getting involved saying I can't invite him.
Well, these people.
You know? And people. This is one time where I'll say they.
People nowadays.
Doesn't include me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But listen, that's what happens when you leave here and the worldwide leader to go do. Right? More right. People watch Pepe shave in the
on
morning.
On YouTube
than,
here.
Yeah, than watch. What is that crap in the morning?
What you talking about?
Yeah, that's it.
What you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Well, let's be
about,
fair. He's got the podcast. What is it? All facts, no breaks, lots of edits?
Yeah. Plus, what you talking about on Fox?
No, we're just kidding. We love you, Key.
Kinda. Yeah, I love Key. All right, so Pepe's, do you have anything else?
I was just going to say it's a live image too.
It is, yeah. So Pepe, you're wrong about multiple things.
But the two things you said that we were wrong about during the break, what was the first
the
one?
The horse.
Not that. What was the first one?
The first one, I already told you about the basketball players should be in. Ejected.
Jamal Murray. You think Jamal Murray should be suspended for throwing the heating pad on the court?
Suspended.
I'm the only one.
I think
who's
that's
arguing.
The mainstream view.
Yeah,
right?
I'm the only one who's arguing that he's not. Okay.
Why?
So,
why?
Because Pepe, I've told you this before. I would make it almost impossible to suspend somebody because basketball and sports in general is an entertainment project.
Yeah, so you can throw anything and you can injure somebody.
I'll fine you. If somebody would have been injured, I would agree with you.
No one was injured. I'm sorry, John.
I think you're going to end up being right. I think they're probably going to suspend him. I would not suspend him.
Because right. These guys, some of them
did
are D-backs, and they're thinking that they're bigger than the sport. And then somebody is going to have to do something to stop that.
All right, so Pepe, were you watching?
Exactly right.
Were you watching the Nuggets-Wolves game for the most part last night?
Yes.
Did you think Mike Malone should have got a technical foul when he stormed the court?
Totally.
See, I didn't.
And Mike Davis was really cool.
I thought Mark Davis handled that brilliantly.
Yeah.
I thought that was a clinic in how to officiate a playoff.
Well,
right.
He should have given him a technical.
I know you think that. But I'm glad
you
he didn't. Are,
you think he should have gotten a technical.
Yeah, so just tell him, hey,
Pepe,
listen,
Pepe,
relax.
Why are you one of these blow-the-whistle guys?
Yeah, you are
you
pro.
Why do you want to stop the game unnecessarily? Why do you want to take Jamal Murray off the court?
Okay. One at a time, okay?
Yeah, one at a time.
We asked you three questions.
I can deal with the three of you, but talk one at a time.
Okay. We asked you three questions, answer any of them.
Remember David Stern? What did David Stern say all the time? He protected who?
Michael Jordan.
No. Jordan.
And I'm a Jordan guy.
That is so true. That is so true.
Okay, besides that. He protected the refs, remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
And protected the Lakers. Yeah. Where were they at? Where
except
they,
for the Chris Paul trade.
Yeah, when they asked him, who's your ideal finals? And David Stern said, Lakers versus Lakers.
That's right.
All right, and then the other thing, you didn't love the roast as much as
well,
we did.
Come on, Pepe.
Come on,
it
Pepe.
Was wait a second.
Rain on our roast.
Wait a second. I like the roast. I don't think that everybody that was there at the stage was interesting. Some of them were boring.
Who?
No, the comedians. The players.
Oh.
Most of the players.
Right.
They were reading the teleprompter, but they don't know how to deliver the joke.
Randy Moss wasn't great.
He's right about Randy Moss.
Yeah. Oh, Randy Moss. Yeah, Randy Moss was not good.
And
there
the
were people that were not good, but I mean,
what is the name of the lady? She was the best.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
The best.
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you led up to that, because I want to... this is related to the roast. This is what Nikki Glaser at one point said about Tom Brady.
You retired, then you came back, and then you retired again. I mean, I get it. It's hard to walk away from something that's not your pregnant girlfriend. It's tough. Hey, to be fair, he didn't know she was pregnant. He just thought she was getting fat. And Tom hates fat. I mean, do you guys know about his diet program? It is so strict. But if you follow it exactly as he does, you too can lose your family. And seriously, you can
really
lose
good.
So much family.
That is so funny.
I mean,
no,
it works.
Afterwards, Bridget Moynihan posted something.
For people who don't know, give you a little background. Tom Brady and Bridget Moynihan dated for a lot of years. Bridget got pregnant. And then he broke
Tom
up with her and started dating Giselle and married Giselle. Yeah. So that's what she was referencing.
Okay, so here's what Bridget Moynihan posted. I need your interpretation.
Okay.
She posted, loyal people take blank more personal because they never would have did that blank to you.
Right.
So what's she getting at?
She wouldn't have agreed to a roast that would have made fun of Tom.
I think that's right.
Loyal
Ireland's
people
correct.
Take blank more personal because they never did.
She is arguing that she would not have put herself in that position because people that she used to love would be affected.
Yeah. So she's judging Tom for even having a roast.
And by the way, they have a kid together. They have a son together.
Yeah, they have a kid.
Who I think is now like 17 or 18 years old.
Is his name Jet?
Old.
And remember what you said.
Jack Edward Thomas Moynihan.
So it spells out Jet.
Remember what you said before the roast? You said that
yes, Pepe.
Giselle was going to be...
No, I did. That was me.
Ireland said that.
That was me.
Yeah, I gave him crap in the open yesterday.
Yeah, I gave him crap when he was saying it.
I couldn't have been more wrong. Matter of fact, Pepe, I texted Mason 20 minutes into the roast. I said, this roast has been going for 20 minutes, and there have been 20 Giselle jokes, at least one a minute.
And also, you know, kudos to Kim Kardashian because everybody was roasting Kim Kardashian, and she was really good.
Well, here's, you know, did you guys see what happened today when they cleaned it up? They took the booze out.
Oh, really?
Oh, did they take the booze out?
Yeah, for Kim. Which makes me think Kim's a candidate for the next subject of the roast.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've actually got the odds for next athlete to be roasted.
I think if it's not Bill Belichick or Kim Kardashian, they're going to miss an opportunity.
Neither is on the list. We're going down to 20-1.
Well, there is one home run. Travis alluded to it yesterday. Tiger. But I don't think he'd ever agree to
it. I don't think he'll agree to it.
Tiger is 20-1. They have as number one, LeBron.
I was just going to tell you that.
It would be
LeBron
funny.
LeBron is 4-1. It would be funny.
And he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he would roll with it, I think.
As long as he can GM it and coach it, he's fine.
Number two, by the way.
Oh,
and this is
a good laugh, Pepe. I like
this
that.
Is friggin' inspired. Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that would be good.
Charles Barkley would be awesome.
And how about Shaquille?
Shaquille is number three on the
but
list.
But Shaq's already been roasted.
Has he?
Yeah.
Strahan is next. Then Travis Kelce. Then Pat Mahomes. Then Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning would actually
I
be
think
good.
Peyton's been roasted too.
Stephen A. Smith. No.
Well, that could
I mean,
be
he could be, sure. Aaron Rodgers, 16-1.
Boy, that he's too sensitive.
Field day
that
with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. From going into the darkness and all that stuff.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, I think there was enough funny there to justify another. I mean, there is stuff there that just made me laugh. I went back and watched it again last night. There are so many jokes there.
Oh, yes.
All 3 hours?
All 3 hours.
You watched all 3 hours?
All 3 hours, but, yeah. I thought it was too long.
I don't think it was too long at all.
I thought it was too long.
I don't think it was too long at all. I thought it was the first hour was 95% amazing. The last 2 hours were incredible. I think there was if you could get rid of Ben Affleck, that was a waste.
Yeah, Ben was a waste, yeah.
So that could tighten it up and maybe get rid of Randy Moss. So maybe you buy 15 minutes there. But otherwise, tell me what you would edit.
Burt Kreischer was terrible.
Yeah, you hated
Burt Kreischer.
Oh, come
on. They were great.
No, they were terrible.
Oh, well, you
I like them. I'm with Chris.
Yeah, Tom Segura and Burt Kreischer. They were
awesome.
Oh,
I like them.
Yeah.
No, I like them too.
And then the podcaster dude who came out of the crowd.
That guy was
unbelievable.
Insane.
Yeah,
very
good. It was incredible.
What was his name? Heathcliff?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah. Heathcliff is something else.
Very good.
Tony Hinchcliffe just literally walked down the row and blew people up. Like
a lot of social media seemed to be annoyed about the Aaron Hernandez jokes.
Well,
which I thought were amazing, and how they were delivered were very
creative.
It's such
a dark story. The one about the stool that he used.
Well, when Brady did the... No, it wasn't Brady. It was...
Edelman.
Did the... That one was a big blow.
Yeah. They got away with a lot. I talked to a lot of stand-up comics, and comedy deserves a really wide berth. You should be able to, in a comedy setting, do stuff that you can't do on Abbott Elementary, right? You can have outrageous comedy still, and there's proof of it.
Yo, and here's the thing. So somebody just said in my ear, it was Mental Health Awareness Month, and I understand that.
Mm.
And as somebody who suffers just like you do from it,
yep.
But when it's a roast and we're deciding everything is on off limits, I'm completely fine with it. And I thought it was hilarious. And it was a night that won for comedy, especially coming out of Jerry Seinfeld's comments a few weeks ago.
Yes.
That comedy's lost that and that everybody's too over. It was, I was stunned within the first few minutes. And I turned it on a little late.
I was too. I was like,
oh my God. Tom Brady signed up for this?
They're actually going there.
And then Evan Cohen, who's a huge Tom Brady guy, I was texting him like, I can't believe you're sitting through this, simply because he sometimes can be a little like, oh, you can't say that on the radio. And these, they just, I give Netflix a lot of credit.
No limits. I like that. I like that. But like I said, some parts, like you said, too, Randy Moss,
it was funny.
Boring, man.
Hey, Greg, where's the play-by-play?
We have it. Want to do it next?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do it coming up next. We've got Parker Bell and Graham Metzger, who are two of our up-and-coming stars. They're out doing play-by-play. We'll give you a little bit of that coming up next. Mason Ireland, live imaging Tuesday. Pepe's hanging out. 710 ESPN.
All right, do you golf, play pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football? After that, do your knees hurt? Does your back hurt? Back pain and knee pain are the most common soreness that people encounter, and that's why you need iSpot Active. iSpot Active is wearable cryotherapy. I used to use regular cryotherapy and pay, you know, $100 every time I went in there for 3 minutes. Now I just put on my iSpot Active compression shirt with the flexible gel packs that slide right in to the compression shirts and pants. I leave it on for 20 minutes, and I'm not sore anymore. The only way to get this stuff is to go to the iSpot Active website, iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. If you go there, you'll see James Worthy on there. You'll see a Q&A. They'll answer any of your questions. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. Any questions you have will be answered, and here's the best part. They offer free shipping and a full 100% money-back guarantee. So if you go to iSpotActive.com, you buy one of these compression shirts or pants, and you get it, and for some reason you don't like it, just send it back. It doesn't cost you a thing, and it's all free shipping. So what are you waiting for? Get to that website, iSpot Active, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
3:20 on a live imaging Tuesday.
Oh, a lot of juggling moving pieces.
Presented by Kia.
Moving pieces.
Presented by Kia of downtown LA. Go see Gary over there, the general manager at Kia downtown LA, next to the 10 freeway at Figueroa in Washington in downtown Los Angeles. You say, hey, sucker, Gary, I want a Kia. And he's going to hook you up. Tell him 710 ESPN. Chris Morales will say, yeah. By the way, congratulations to Kia of downtown LA. Certification as a J.D. Power 2024 U.S. Dealer of Excellence. That's not easy, Mace.
Yeah, no.
It's just like winning
Excellence.
Mandy's Host of the Year.
It is.
Which you haven't yet. It's not easy.
Thank you for reminding me. Mason has never won Host of the Year.
Wow.
John, I got good news for you.
What's that?
The Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Maybe coming back to California. The city of Costa Mesa.
About time.
In discussions with the Raiders to host their 2024 summer training camp at the Jack Hammett Sports Complex.
Oh, that's where the Chargers used to train.
And they are committed to hosting public practices that will be open to fans.
Whoa. And if you have a big arm, you can play quarterback for the Raiders.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you're not a Gardner Minshew guy at all, huh?
Or an Aiden O'Connell guy. Or, yeah. You know, maybe he'll bring Jim Plunkett out of the booth.
By the way, this is not a done deal. They're working on it. They're in discussions now for the Raiders to move to Costa Mesa.
We can dream.
All right, so Pepe's here. And Pepe, you're a play-by-play guy. You're an analyst. John, you do play-by-play, obviously. Two of our rising stars, Graham Metzger and Parker Bell, have done some play-by-play. Greg,
is this from a Dodger game, Greg?
Put this into context.
No, so they did Parker Bell down in – are you ready, Parker, to go on here so you can say what you – they were doing a high school baseball game.
Didn't I talk to you today about Parker being on the radio?
He does a
great
job.
I talked to Lindsay yesterday after they put him on, but go ahead.
No, okay, are you ready, Parker?
Yeah, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, Parker.
All right, so what did you do? What were the circumstances?
All right, this is CIF Southern Section Division I. It was the first round of the playoffs, Orange Lutheran versus Sierra Canyon. Brownie's old school.
Okay.
Okay.
Very big school. Let's hear a little.
That one, good timing. It looks like he's locked in there at the plate. You know, I'm sure he's had some talks with his coaches after a rough day. And Solario's going to be in for a battle here against the leadoff, Curiel.
All it takes is one swing to turn a rough day into a game winner. Let's see if Curiel can do that for his squad here, the senior. 1-1, two outs, bases still loaded. Solario delivers. Swung on right back up the middle. It'll be a base hit. One run comes around. Here comes the second. The throw from the outfield is not in time. Two runs score off the bat of Derek Curiel. 4-0 Lancers.
And what is it you said, Graham? Even on a bad day, one good swing could turn things around, you know, to all our golfers out there. You know how that feels. All it takes is one birdie to have a successful day, and that was that birdie for Curiel there. The single with the two RBIs.
All right, so Ireland, what do you think? Graham Metzger as lead play-by-play and Parker Bell as the analyst.
I thought it was solid.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I thought it was very solid.
I've told Parker, what is the one thing I tell you you need more than anything else?
Reps, baby.
Reps.
Yep. Yeah, you should do exactly what you guys did. Get in front of a game. I don't care who's playing, and practice like that, and you're on your way. I thought both of you sounded great.
And by the way, I watch the Blue Review every morning, and Parker is on it. It's on at 9:30 every day on the ESPN LA YouTube channel. Parker does a really good job on there.
Hey,
Parker
who's
Marcus
that other,
Grant and Bergman.
Who's the other white guy that's on there with you? He sucks.
he's the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, this
guy.
He's the Mao. You know, like
the
Mao,
the Wab.
Yeah,
the Wab.
Wab. Yeah, and Marcus Grant too. Yeah.
What did Wab stand for? I already forgot.
Whiny ass.
Oh yeah.
That was very
well,
good.
You can say it. We didn't dump it earlier.
Very good. Very good. We didn't dump it when the caller said it.
Yeah, you don't need to call dump it.
No, I don't like saying it.
Well, you should say it. Be a man and say it.
No, I'm not going to say it. So now,
good job, boys.
Jeremiah Witten did a diss track. We played a little bit earlier. He's one of our really loyal listeners, lives down in San Diego, has done a number of songs for us over the years.
In my opinion, has never done a bad one.
No,
never.
They've all been really good. So,
I'm serious. You think he's done a bad one?
No, I just...
So we were talking about... So Shadano and Lindsay do not like Jeremiah's original diss track.
So he has responded with a new track?
Correct.
They said it was AI.
They dissed him. Now he is firing back. Hit it.
So Laker Poems. Let's get an original Laker poem from Laker Poems.
Circle of trolls, y'all disrespect the purple and gold. Lakers poems breaking bones, watch this murder unfold. Watch your fearless ringleaders bout to turtle and fold. Y'all some weeks old milk, you bout to curdle and mold. Where this show host at for me to verbally scold? Don't let me catch you on the Reddit, we some different kind of freaks, fam. Lakers need a new coach, wave goodbye to D-Ham. Call your boy Reddick, we on the edges of our seat, fam. But why are we tuning in to hear some Laker talk from this Heat fan? I represent the mafia, got horses heads for all of you, except for Ray and Dead Meow. The rest of y'all is horrible. I see those little red emojis in your handle, that's adorable. So bump this diss track loud, let the barrios know. You will never hear me trying to steal Mario's flow. I respect it when musicians make their dolores grow. Next, let me say a couple things Jorge Sedano should know. You think my flow and lyrics come from the GPT? Ask Dr. Clapper, maybe Sedano's got CTE. I'm about to end it all now, Stern CP3. And I'm coming for the ball, Turner NBC.
Oh, God, is that good?
How good was that?
Somehow you grabbed our reaction and stuck it at the end of the song.
That was from the other one, but still, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. I thought that was solid.
Yeah, I think all of them have been good.
Yeah.
Chris, you disagree?
No, what I was saying is you like them because they're not coming after you. I mean,
well, no, the last one was
the last
all
one
about
came
me.
After all of us.
And well, it didn't come after you that hard, did it?
Yeah.
I know the forehead joke about you.
No,
but then
the
you
end of
about
it was about
the,
everybody.
You taking pictures and getting naked. It came after everybody.
See, I don't take that as an insult. I mean,
yeah, and no, I actually no, thought it looked. No. By the way, you know, I'm in my summer shred right now. I'm
Are
working,
you?
Oh yeah, I am working out 5 days a week.
Nice.
3 days of resistance, 2 days of cardio.
What's and today?
Today is leg day.
Not fun.
But so, you never skip leg day.
No.
Never skip leg day.
You gonna do squats? You gonna do leg press? What are you gonna do?
Do squats. Do some leg press. Do the one where you do this for it gets your.
No, show me.
Your
I don't
glutes.
Know. Do what?
So you do this?
Oh, you mean
that machine?
The machine, yeah.
The glute machine, I call it.
That's really
machine.
Good. That's
you
really
squeeze,
good.
You squeeze your glutes on that one.
You're gonna come work out with me, Pepe?
No.
Come on, let's do it. Come on, leg day, Pepe.
No.
You and me, leg day. No. Little leg press.
I want to see the
squat
result.
Action.
I want to see the results on you. I commend you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Very good. Clap for these guys.
Oh, clap.
Please.
Thank you.
You can't clap, Pepe? You just put your hands together.
I only have one hand.
He's only got one hand.
I only have one hand.
Now, the question is, clap. Can Lakers Poem perform live in front of 1,000 people?
Ooh.
Well, the only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Invite Jeremiah to perform at the Mandy's.
Let me see what Sedano has to say about that.
Oh, no, Sedano won't like it. He'll shoot it down. He's sensitive.
You think Sedano clings to his pick that Denver wins this series no matter what?
No, I think he'll back off that.
Yeah, I would.
You think?
I think he will. You know what? It's a special day. You probably have this planned for the afternoon show, but I want to bring it up now.
Go ahead.
It's National Teachers Day. So I thought,
take it away, man.
I have got one teacher that I want to shout out.
Okay.
I would not.
No
be,
chance they're still alive.
No, I think
really?
She is. There's no way I would be where I am today without her. That's how significant she was. You probably have a teacher like that, right?
Yeah, well we've talked about it. I at the risk of Greg telling me that I've told this story a million times.
Right. I probably have.
I've already connected with mine.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, we've done this bit like four times.
You connected with the actual teacher? Did you have the teachers on the air? Teacher on the air?
Yeah, and I got him to a Laker game, nice. And I caught up with him. And we do you have no
when
recollection?
Did this, I must have been off that week.
And we called a teacher of yours. We called your school to see if the teacher was still there.
No, we did that, right.
Yeah.
But to see who, we called the high school.
Yeah, mine was a guy named Mike Marino. I've already connected with
him.
Great guy.
All right, well, we blew through that tease.
You
we?
Forget a lot of, about a lot of things, Mason.
Well, the best one was you were talking about Kim Kardashian earlier when he insisted, Mason, that we had never had her on the show. I said, we've had her on the show twice, and you interviewed her. And he said, absolutely not. I'll bet you any amount of mythical money. We then played a clip of Mason
still
interviewing her
it.
And still insists he never
spoke to her. Can I just, in my own defense, I have probably interviewed 1.2 million people in my career. I don't remember all of them, John.
Yeah,
I don't remember
Kim Kardashian.
Every single.
She's not memorable.
Every single interview that I've done.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember you said you've never interviewed Magic Johnson, and we found tape of
you found
interviewing
tape of
him.
Apparently,
Johnson.
It did happen at one point.
So the bottom
you
line
just
is
never
the bottom
say
line
that
is you forget.
I've never interviewed somebody because chances are you. Have.
Chances are I've interviewed everybody. Yeah,
right. That's right. 1.2 million people.
I've interviewed 1.2 million people.
That's a lot of people.
An estimate, though.
But
I don't have the exact precise number.
Course.
What are you gonna have? You had Emily Hebel on your podcast.
Emily Hebel came in and did the Taylor Swift album review. She was great.
Nothing for corporate Greg, huh?
No, nothing for corporate.
Oh, by the
Greg.
Way, when we come back,
when we do our UCLA show, we'll have corporate.
Have
Greg
you
on.
Seen the movie The Fall Guy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do not say anything.
Okay,
I've had one person tell me it's great, and I had another person tell me it's the worst movie of the year.
Okay, we will do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. You know, I want to tell you about the LA County Department of Mental Health and their Take Action movement. So Take Action is a series of events promoting wellness and well-being, all while sharing the incredible array of resources and services available right here in the county of Los Angeles. Here's this weekend's Take Action event calendar. Saturday, starting at 11 at the Magic Johnson Recreation Center, 1050 East 120th Street in LA. And then on Sunday at 11 at Arcadia County Park. You can learn more at TakeActionLA.com. Well-being starts here with the LA County Department of Mental Health. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So one of the toughest things about being part of this show is writing Game of Games.
Yeah.
So I timed it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Took me an hour and 5 minutes to write Game of Games.
Is it good?
I think it is
That's not
excellent.
That bad, yeah.
I think it is excellent.
Sometimes I can knock it out quick, and other times it takes me at least
other
that
times
long.
It's like really hard.
It depends if the questions are interesting.
Well, and you also have to find stuff that's not true for Potpourri of Lies.
Yeah. So it makes it harder on you, Pepe.
But you know what? I always carry a Potpourri with me.
You always carry a Potpourri of Lies?
He's got one just in case a game breaks out?
When I come here.
Really? There's always a Potpourri available?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thursday, is Michael coming in on Thursday? No.
He first said he was going to, and then he realized, I just agreed to come in when I don't have to, and then he backed out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But Pepe will continue to step in. Yeah. We should have Pepe do Potpourri of Lies one day. People love the Potpourri. Who doesn't love a good Potpourri?
Pepe, what day you want to do it?
I'm with you.
I can be here on Friday.
Friday?
Okay, Greg, you're off the hook.
Yeah, nothing,
Greg, you got my day. No,
nothing like a Friday and Potpourri of Lies. Now, you asked me a question, John. You know I go to the movies all the time.
And it's movie The Fall Guys.
Yes.
So I love Emily Blunt.
She's
always
great.
Have. I like Ryan Gosling.
She's
so
great.
I think I would like that movie. Yeah. But I had one person say, I listened to a podcast, actually. And these two people said, it didn't make any money over the weekend. It flopped. It's not good. It doesn't work. And then I had somebody else who saw it tell me, it's great. You should go. You'll like it. What say you?
First of all, I don't think it did flop. It did $28 million this last weekend.
Yeah, but
which
it cost
well
over
below,
$100 million.
Yeah, well below expectations. But that doesn't necessarily deter my enjoyment. I thought it was a really fun movie. Now, it's not like going to win an Academy Award or anything like that, but Ryan Gosling's charming and handsome, and she's beautiful and funny, and I thought the movie was fun. It had, but the weird thing is, I better not spoil it. Should I spoil it? Can I spoil something?
No,
I won't. Pepe, no. I won't spoil it. But I thought it was great. Pepe, you didn't see it?
No, I haven't been to the
anybody
theater.
Else see it? Fall Guy?
I haven't, but I want to go.
Yeah, should I?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I would say yes. By the way, Rotten Tomatoes has it at 82% critic score, 87% audience score.
All right, they've just announced NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Pepe. Who do you think won?
Rudy Gobert.
You're right.
Rudy Gobert.
For the fourth time.
Wow.
And boy, last night without Gobert, Minnesota put on a defensive clinic. So that's a really good defensive
team. And that's
team.
The point of that series. See, if you want to win a championship, you need to have good defense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another team that has really good defense and they're playing really good because of the balance with the young people and all that is New York. And Thibodeau is always being very strict on the defense side of the game.
Yeah, he was like the defensive coordinator for the Celtics the last time they beat us.
Yeah.
So Gobert wins for the fourth time.
Do you have the order of finish? Was Wemby second?
I can look it up. I would think.
Yeah, I would think Wemby.
Wemby was a unanimous rookie of the year last year.
Yeah, which unanimous doesn't happen all that often, right?
Four-time winners are Dikembe Mutombo, Ben Wallace, and now Gobert. Those are the only
now,
four.
Now, Ben Wallace is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that Rudy Gobert a spot in the Hall of Fame?
I think he'll get there, four-time defensive
player. Well, he played a lot
of
international basketball, too, right? That counts for something. Didn't he play for the French national team?
No, but he will this summer, and him and Vic and Wemby are going to be on the same team.
Ooh. But they're not going to be playing at the same time. I don't think so.
I bet they do.
You think
I bet they do sometimes.
But you
he's
know
now
who,
won it in 18, 19, 21, and 24.
You know who should be in the Hall of Fame? Robert Horry.
Were we going to have this conversation again? We've had this conversation
well,
so many times.
Well, I'm going to keep on saying
okay,
that.
Okay, you keep okay. pounding your drum. Go ahead. Pound.
Here's what I would say. Pepe hit some of the biggest shots
yes.
in the history of the league. He has seven rings.
Yes.
But is there anyone in the Hall of Fame who was never even one of the top three players on his own team?
I have to really think.
I mean, it'd be hard. That's the thing. I don't think he was never an all-star. Is there anybody in the Hall of Fame that was never an all-star? I don't know.
Seems That's, hard to believe.
Yeah. Michael Cooper just got in. Was he ever an all-star? I think he did. He won defensive. I think he was an all-star one time.
Was Michael Cooper, which is a great player, was a great
right.
player. And he's
best
a
defensive
gentleman.
Player on nine finals teams.
But he was not one of the
best three
players.
Yeah, he's a good example.
I think Robert Horry should be. I mean, why do we argue about it? Seven rings, three different teams.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Pepe,
I love Robert Horry. He made unbelievable shots and all that stuff, but... You know, I think to be a Hall of Famer, you should have some level of dominance in your era, and I don't think Robert Horry ever did.
And Pepe, like, I compared, they played at different eras, but I think Robert Horry was very much a contributor in the sense that Lamar Odom was a contributor. Do you think Lamar belongs in the Hall?
It's a difference. Totally different.
How?
Because he didn't do what Robert Horry did.
Well, he won three. He won two rings.
He won two rings, and he was the sixth player of the year.
Yeah, sixth man of the year. Yeah. I don't think Horry ever was.
No, he wasn't. But I think
it'd be very hard. I think he would be if he got in. And we asked him this when he came. Michael and I, Macy, were on vacation. Michael and I were doing one of those BB Go shows downtown, and we asked Rob if he thought he should be in, and he said he's completely happy with his career. And if he gets in, he gets in. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Who's that?
Horry. But he feels like he had a complete career and is a much better career than a lot of people who are in there. So I see your argument, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. I think it's hard to put him in.
I hope that somehow he will make it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not a ridiculous
No, it's
argument.
Not ridiculous. I just don't think it's going to happen. All right, so Game of Games. I'm trying to think what Oh, yeah, it's a great game.
What's it about?
The game, I've done this before. It's called Size Matters. Size Matters. we will do that coming up next for you. Pepe's going to play along. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Pepe Mantilla is here, and the great Jacob Imrani is here. Jacob, how you been? How's it going?
Wonderful. How are you?
Everything
Jacob,
is good.
Jacob, you said something interesting. You think the Lakers may have sucked the life out of Denver. That's a really interesting take.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe they did, because Denver looks flat.
Yeah, I just believe Denver came out. Every one of those games was just so competitive. It was just so intense.
Yep, right.
That I think they just left it
no,
all and then
no
just
gas
I
in like the that. Tank.
I ran like into that. The wall.
All right. So no Bergman for this one. Laura, Ireland, Pepe, Jacob, Mace, what's the game?
Now, the game is called Size Matters.
Okay.
I will give you two choices. You tell me which one is heavier, taller, faster, or more.
You got it.
Okay. Here is number one. Which is heavier, the average baby grand piano or the average grizzly bear? Which is heavier, Pepe?
The piano.
The piano. Jacob.
I would say piano.
Piano. Ireland.
I'm with the crowd. Piano.
Piano. Laura.
I feel like you put that to trick us, but I'm going to go with the other, with the baby bear.
You're going with the grizzly bear. Yeah. And Brian.
I'm going grizzly as well.
Grizzly bear is the correct answer, yes. Wow. Grizzly bear averages 600 pounds, and a baby grand piano averages 550 pounds. So they're all close.
Okay.
Number two, which one is more? The number of Rihanna top 10 hits or the number of RBIs for Shohei Ohtani this year? Which is more, Rihanna top 10 hits or RBIs for Ohtani? Jacob.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Ireland.
Shohei.
Shohei. Laura.
Riri.
Riri. Brian.
I'm going Shohei.
Shohei. And Pepe.
Rihanna.
The correct answer, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm 0 for 2.
She has 32 top 10 hits, and Shohei has 27 RBIs.
All right, who got that? Laura, Pepe, who else?
Me.
Jacob. Okay, everybody's on the board except for me.
All right, here we go. Which is taller, the height of the Washington Monument or the height of 75 Victor Wembanyamas stacked on top of each other? So the height of the Washington Monument or 75 Victor Wembanyamas? We start with Ireland.
Washington Monument.
Washington Monument. Laura?
I'm going to go with Wemby.
Wemby. 75 Wembys. Brian?
75 Wembys.
75 Wembys. Pepe?
Wemby.
Wemby. Jacob?
I'm going to go with the Washington Monument, too.
The correct answer, the Washington Monument.
Boom, Jacob, on the board.
I've seen it, too.
555 feet, 75 Victor Wembanyamas, 541 feet.
Oh, close.
Oh, yeah, close.
All right, so it's Laura 2, Jacob 2, everybody else 1.
Okay, we start with Laura on this one.
Okay.
The height of, which is longer, the length of Shohei Ohtani's home run last night or the length of 4 blue whales? The length of Ohtani's home run last night or the length of 4 blue whales, which is longer, Laura?
Lord, I don't know, but I'm going to go with Ohtani.
Ohtani home run. Brian?
4 whales.
4 whales. Pepe?
Ohtani.
Ohtani. Jacob?
Ohtani.
Ohtani. Ireland?
Ohtani.
Correct answer, Ohtani, 441 feet. The average length of a blue whale is about 100 feet, so that would be 400.
Pepe,
so,
did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, Brian, you missed it, right?
Yep.
All right, Jacob 3, Laura 3, Pepe 2, John 2, Brian 1.
All right, Brian, this one's going to you. Who's taller, Caitlin Clark or President Barack Obama? Caitlin Clark or President Barack Obama, Brian?
I'm going to go Obama.
Obama. Pepe?
Obama.
Obama. Jacob?
I'm taking Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, Ireland?
I'll go Obama.
Obama. Lar.
Jacob, I'm with you. Caitlin.
The correct answer. Barack Obama is 6'1", and Caitlin Clark is 6' even, so it's Barack Obama.
All right, who else got it besides me?
Everybody except Jacob and I.
Okay, so.
Me and Pepe.
All right, so here's the score. Jacob 3, Pepe 3, Ireland 3, Laura 3, Brian 2.
Wow.
I dropped the ball.
This is a race here. All right. What's more? The number of three-pointers LeBron made against the Nuggets in the first round.
Okay.
Or the number of countries in the world with no income tax. So which is more? LeBron James threes against the Nuggets or the number of countries in the world with no income tax? We start with Pepe.
LeBron.
LeBron. Jacob.
I'll take LeBron.
LeBron. Ireland.
Income tax.
Income tax. Laura.
I'll take the income tax.
Income tax. Brian.
I'll take the tax, too. The
correct answer. There are 14 countries with no income tax. LeBron made 10 3-pointers.
Yeah.
So, Brian, going the other way. John. All right. So, how many are left?
2.
Okay. So, either me or Laura has to go first. Pepe has 3. Jacob has 3. Brian has 3. This is as close as it gets, folks.
All right. What's heavier? The Liberty Bell or my Hyundai Elantra? Which is heavier, the Liberty Bell or my Hyundai Elantra?
Ireland? I can go first if you want.
Either right. One.
I'll go. The Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. Okay.
I'm with Laura. Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. Who's?
Brian.
Brian.
Let's go with your Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Jacob.
I will go with your Hyundai as well.
Pepe.
We have to go.
No, you don't.
No,
not
you
yet.
Don't. Not yet.
Pick what you think is right.
I'm going to say the car.
My Hyundai weighs 2,800 pounds. The Liberty Bell, 2,080 pounds. The Elantra is heavier.
Oh,
okay, so this is now This is now as close of a game as we've ever had. Listen to this. Brian, 4. Laura, 4. John, 4. Pepe, 4. Jacob, 4.
Whoa!
Jacob, you can be 1!
All right, and this is the last
this
one.
This is the last
it's
one.
The last
okay,
one.
And then we'll have a tiebreaker, too.
Yeah, so who's going to answer first?
It doesn't. I'll go first. I don't care.
Okay. What's more, the number of people that live in Sweden or the number of people that live in L.A. County? The number of people that live in Sweden or the number of people that live in L.A. County, which is more, Ireland?
L.A. County.
L.A. County. Go to Pepe.
L.A. County.
Go to Jacob.
I will go L.A. County.
L.A. County.
Okay. Anybody willing to deviate?
Brian?
Let's go Sweden.
Okay. Laura?
I'm going with Brian. Let's see if we get
So we're going to the tiebreaker. It's just a matter of where who's going to be in it.
9.7 million people live in L.A. County. 10.4
million. Yeah, baby.
I need a sheet of paper.
So we've got a two-way tie, right?
Between Lauren and Brian.
Lauren and Brian. Sorry, Jacob. You were right there.
Again.
Totally right there for you.
All right.
Tiebreaker.
Write something down, Brian.
Get ready to write something down, Brian. We're going to be strict on this. How many home runs has Shohei Ohtani hit? Japanese League plus Major League Baseball combined.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So how many professional baseball home runs has Shohei Ohtani hit? Go ahead and write down a number. You guys both have a number?
Laura, do you have a number?
I do.
All right, Brian, you have a number?
Yep.
Laura, what'd you write down?
801.
801.
801. Brian, what'd you write down?
330.
The correct answer.
Oh, I think Laura won.
230 home
runs. Wow!
Back to back.
2 days in a row.
Back to back.
Way
to go, man.
He only hit 48 in the Japanese League because he wasn't there very long. So far, he's hit 182 in Major League Baseball, totaling 230 home runs.
Can I tell you something? That game was worth taking an hour.
Yeah, it did take an hour to get that sucker ready.
Very good game.
Yeah.
Good job.
Interesting.
So, Jacob, we were just talking about head coaching candidates for the Lakers out there. Who do you want as head coach of the Lakers?
Honestly, I'd like to have somebody come in who has more experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
think as we were chatting, I said I like Budenholzer.
Budenholzer.
Yeah. The issue with that, Jacob, is he's Darvin Ham's best friend, right. One of Darvin's best friends. I think it's an awkward thing. The other thing is that Brian Windhorst said about Mike Budenholzer that he wants a lot of control.
And he also wants eight figures.
Neither one of those things normally mesh with what the Lakers do. They're more collaborative and they don't pay a ton.
Yep.
So let's see.
Yeah.
So does that make more sense? I know they're looking at Kenny Atkinson as well as
Charles Lee. Here's the thing. I think you just got to trust the guys in the room because the last seven coaches we've had didn't last.
Correct.
So what do we have to lose?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm not against JJ Redick.
That's why I say JJ Redick. Let's do it. I think it's fascinating. Have you listened to their podcast?
I have not.
They clearly are in sync in their basketball philosophy. When they talk, they connect. And I think that counts for something.
Did you hear the weird wild card idea that Brian Windhorst came up with yesterday so listen to this.
If you're looking for a coach who's under contract somewhere else, it ain't going to be Ty Lue, it really ain't going
to
be Jason
Kidd. So you're talking to me about like Kenny Atkinson.
I would look at, if in the league, teams are watching the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons are looking for a new president of basketball operations. They haven't hired that guy yet. If that person gets hired, what happens with Monty Williams? Now, I know Monty has an $80 million six-year contract, and maybe they bring him back. Maybe the person they hire brings him back. But if there's a coaching change there, just remember, Monty was offered the Lakers job several years ago when they hired Frank Vogel. He took the Suns job instead. I don't necessarily think this is going to happen. I don't even know if Monty would even want the Laker job. But I'm just going to say, if you're a Laker fan and you're dreaming of somebody else's coach, it ain't going to be Ty Lue, it ain't going to be Jason.
What about Mike?
Okay, so what do you think? Monty Williams, if he gets blown out in Detroit.
So I liked Monty Williams even when they supposedly offered him the job a few years ago. But it seemed like he didn't want the limelight. It seemed like he didn't want to be in the big market. And he decided to take the Phoenix job. So I feel like whoever comes over here has to be somebody that could really control this team. I know we keep talking about LeBron, and LeBron has a great, you know, chemistry with Jay Redick, but we keep hearing that we have to think about somebody post LeBron, and that's why they say that AD is going to have a big voice in this as well. I just hope we have somebody who's going to come in here that is going to be much more open to open it up a little bit.
I like Kenny. I definitely like Kenny more than Monty because I don't think Monty, I agree with you. The limelight is too big.
Plus he's kind of 0-3.
Pepe, who'd you say it is you like?
Atkinson.
He likes Atkinson.
Yeah, he's a good coach. let's see who comes out of it. I don't think necessarily, and I could be dead wrong about this. I haven't talked to anybody, but I don't think we're going to find out this week. I just don't. I think they're going to
take
their
hurry.
Yeah, I think they're going to take their time.
Yeah, and they should. All right, Jacob, Great seeing you.
Great seeing you.
Don't
guys.
Forget Game of Games is
Jake,
brought to you.
You finished second again, by the way. Congratulations.
I like to stay consistent.
We should just give you a silver. We should give you a silver medal.
Let me
every
tell
time
you even
walk
even
in.
If I know I can win, I'm going to give the wrong answer because I would like to stay consistent.
All right, that's Game good. Of Games that's, brought
that's
to
the,
you.
That's the right idea.
Brought to you by CallJacob.com. Great seeing you, man. See you next week.
Great to see you. Take
Let's
care.
Let's hit the super stager.
Okay, so Sedano and Cap are in a meeting, and so it's
with
not
Bergman.
It's not over yet.
How can it not be over
but
yet?
But Mace, I have an update.
Oh, right.
Right. So Jeremiah Whitten did the diss track yes. earlier today, and he just tweeted this. And unless he's talking about, I can't tell if he's talking about the one he already dropped or if there's yet another one coming. He says, "This was light work. Wait till I drop the Circle of Trolls diss. Less than 24 hours.
What?
And it's almost done."
Wow.
So he may have another one
Jeremiah
coming.
Jeremiah Witness, prolific.
God bless him.
Prolific. All right, so here's what I want to know. So every day we do this show, Pepe Mantilla's here. Every day we do this show. And
that,
you get to
that
about
is true.
You get to about this time. And you get super crosstalk. Now, amazingly, the reason why those guys are not here, Sedano and Cap are not here, is because Mal Bergman is having a meeting with them in yes. the middle of super crosstalk.
I think it went a little longer than they expected.
Was it a dressing down?
No, I don't
Did
think so.
Did they get
so.
Dressed down?
I don't think so, but their producer's here. She might be able to answer those questions.
Linz, what's going on in the meeting? Take us inside.
Somebody getting fired?
No,
take us inside the meeting, Linz.
No.
What's it like in there? What's the feel of the room?
Are there things throwing?
They're having a partner meeting.
Oh, it's a partner. Oh, well, that takes priority.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, so it's maybe making money.
Yeah, no. All right, I totally respect that.
Hey, Lindsay, if you got an invite to the Met Gala, which was last night in New York, would you go or stay away?
I don't know.
I don't think I'd go.
I would not go.
I would.
I think it's obnoxious.
It is obnoxious, but I might want to go just to like see people. But
right.
I
would
know.
Be afraid.
I don't really care that much.
That apparently, if you go and in any way you act up,
yeah,
you're out. Like you're not ever being invited. Pepe, would you go if you got invited?
Of course.
And
yeah, what Pepe says is probably true for me, too. It would be cool to have the experience once. But I tell you, who died and made that lady in charge of everything? Seriously. That lady.
Well, okay, that lady.
Oh, yeah, but she's been there forever.
Devil
okay?
Wears Prada lady is, yeah. is like ruling
jerk.
Over everything.
That's yeah. Anna Wintour, yeah. the editor-in-chief of Vogue, and it was the character that Meryl Streep's Devil's Worst Prada
yeah,
character
who
was
made
based
her
on.
The queen of everything?
Well
she runs
I mean,
Vogue.
She did something right because she's there, okay? And a lot of people don't like her. I don't like her. But a lot of people do.
I like her. Why don't you like her?
I was going to say, do you
because
know her
she
well
did
enough?
A lot of things that she was not supposed to do.
Oh,
she
oh
hates,
really?
She hates a lot of people and all that, you know?
Focus.
But see, for a man, it's not a problem. You just get a Balmain tuxedo
no.
and then you go.
No,
that's
no,
not
no,
all,
you,
gotta, Pepe.
You would have
no.
to wear one of your, like, your unique jackets that you have, like one
okay.
of those fancy
Oh, yeah,
ones.
You would need that.
And you know what I didn't tell you guys?
What?
You know where I went on Saturday? Thanks to you?
No, where?
To the improv in Irvine.
Oh, you went to see Jay.
Jay Moore.
It was really good.
I've seen Jay twice.
Really good.
I've not seen him in a few years.
He is a tornado on stage.
He is.
He's just so good.
He is. And, he was really
yeah,
good.
I bet.
So, Pepe, I thought I might see you on a Friday night. I was at Beach Life at Seal and at Sting.
I couldn't go. I knew you were going to be there.
But I don't know. Here's the thing I didn't like about it. I thought it was a great show. There are 5,000 people on the beach. I'm really glad. I don't know if I'll go back, and here's why. No seating.
Oh, forget it.
Everybody's standing
Did you have a
up.
Seat?
No.
Oh, no.
So
and, you,
we,
and you pay for VIP.
Yeah. So what we did was we went to Seal. There was an hour in between Seal and Sting, so we went and ate dinner at one of the restaurants. We sat down and ate dinner and then went back and saw Sting. But VIP, you could go in and out. If you had a general admission ticket, you couldn't. And I think, like, Mace, somebody gave Mace a GA ticket, and he
very nice of them, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, and he politely declined,
yes.
and I think you made the right choice, because you would have had to stand for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Who are you seeing at the Bowl this summer, Pepe?
I'm seeing Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I'm showing you. I got
I heard Chris
Stapleton.
I hear Chris Stapleton live is something
He's
else.
He's on Wednesday the 26th.
That's
of May?
June 26th and 27th. Yeah, I've got tickets for the 26th.
Wait a minute. What day is the
Mandy's? I think I'm going on the 26th.
23rd. No, I'm sorry, 22nd.
The 22nd. The Mandy's are the 22nd that day. I had tickets for Hauser in Las Vegas, and I sold my tickets to be on the Mandy's.
Oh, good.
You know who Hauser is?
No.
I've heard of Hauser.
Hauser?
Why? I don't know their song.
Guys. Well, where are
you?
Where
you really disappoint me.
Pepe, where in Vegas is he playing?
I think that...
Not the Sphere. One of the hotels.
Not the Sphere. Okay. I think at Caesar.
And what? Who the hell is he?
Did you ever hear of the Two Cellos?
No. Two Cellos?
Yeah, they do
this.
This is Hosier.
Hauser. No, Hosier.
It's not Hosier?
Oh, you get the wrong band, Brian.
But I love Hosier.
Hauser. Hauser.
Like H-O-W-Z-E-R?
Say it again, Pepe.
Hauser. H-A-U-S-E-R.
Got it, Hauser.
And what does
Hauser
do?
He's a guy from Croatia, I think.
Uh-huh.
Cole Hauser. He's on. He's an actor.
Adrian Hauser, pitcher in the Cubs rotation.
I don't think any of them
Laura,
as good
do
as
you
this
know
guy.
Who Hauser is?
No.
A very good looking guy. He plays the cello. He's really good. He plays all kinds of music.
He's a cello guy?
All kinds of music. He plays Coldplay.
That's like the most uncool instrument in the
Nirvana.
World, the cello.
Yeah, anything that you don't like is
super,
cool.
Super
no cool.
Uncool.
It's really, really good.
No, I'm saying cello.
I tell you what. Yeah. I had my tickets. I put them on sale. I sold them right away.
He's okay looking.
It's lucky you sold him. Well, because otherwise you'd sit through a cello concert.
You know why? Because you know.
Hey, yeah, Pepe, hey, I'd be asleep. Yeah.
Ignorance is daring.
It's also bliss.
No, it's daring. Listen,
trust me,
tell you, you don't know about this. This
trust
guy
me,
plays...
ignorance is bliss, Pepe.
Yeah, Pepe. He's right. If I gave you a choice, okay. You could.
No, he play Nirvana. Look for him and
Nirvana. We're putting him under.
You could be average looking, but very intelligent, or you could be great looking, but really dumb. Which one would you take?
Well, what do you think? I mean, the intelligent part. I mean,
wrong answer.
Yeah, no. Sign me up for dumb. Yeah.
That's not true.
No. Give me like if I look like Ryan Gosling or George Clooney, but I'm really dumb.
I'll take dumb.
I don't take dumb because if you're intelligent, even if you're average,
sexy.
You're gonna get better. You're gonna be nicer because women like intelligent people.
Yes.
That don't
women like George Clooney and Ryan Gosling.
No. I prefer a guy who's smart. Like if you're intelligent and you can stimulate my mind.
You don't
mind,
like a dumb pretty guy?
No, I don't need that.
Clooney is intelligent, and the other guy.
No,
what is
they're both mimbos. Come on. Yeah.
Looks fade, too. Yeah. Like, I want a guy that can stimulate
so
my mind.
So does intelligence. Mason and I have forgotten everything we ever knew.
I mean, what is the girl that you really like?
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. When was
if
that?
She could wait, be, she could be she, as dumb as a rock, and
wait,
I'd love
wait,
her.
Wait. She went out with a guy from...
By the way, Kate Beckinsale, Pepe, true story, IQ of 152.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
She's super smart. Right. She's both. That's why I can't get near her.
She went with the guy from SNL, who is not that good looking.
Pete Davidson.
But he's smart.
He has pocket personality.
I think she'd go for a dumb F-boy, wouldn't she?
Dumb.
Kate?
Yeah.
No, she already has.
Oh, see?
Yeah, she dates
No,
like,
but that's,
see,
I don't know
see,
about
she
that.
Dates
I'm talking
dumb.
About me. I'm talking about
dumb.
Me. I don't want to date dumb.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What if he's really good looking?
I don't care. Like, to me, if you can't have a conversation with me and really stimulate my mind, I'm like, bye.
There you go.
No.
Bye.
That's right.
Stimulate your mind.
How about Lindsay?
Lindsay, what about you? What say you?
I mean, of course I would rather have intelligence.
Than good-lookingness?
Yeah, if you're that smart, you can figure it out.
You are a liar.
No, I'm not.
You absolutely are.
Well, she already has good-lookingness, so she doesn't need intelligence.
Right.
Listen, there's, like, what are you going to do? You know how bored, like, I would, I'm just saying, like, I dated a guy who was not that smart, and my friends called him Fred Flintstone because he was a good-looking guy, but he was just, like, I couldn't hold a conversation with him. And so it got very boring very quickly.
Oh, damn, that's bad.
There you go. See, that's your answer.
Mace, I'm with you.
Two girls.
No.
I think guys are different, though. Like, definitely in your community, because I have friends that are, like, the dumber the better.
Right.
No, I'm talking to you.
So
I'm
community.
Talking to you, yo. My friend, I have friends in that community, and he's like, if they're hot and we wink and we wink, I don't care how dumb he is, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Laura, like, you're telling me that if that a guy spot. Was 5 in the looks department, but 10 in intelligence versus a guy who's 10 in intelligence, but or a 10 in looks, but 5 in intelligence, you're going for the first one?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
No, I have a caveat to that.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think that guy would get to me and Laura because if he was just a 5, we'd just kind of be like, meh. You know, how would we know he was smart?
That's my point. You just made my point.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if he
But if you're presenting one or the other, clearly that's completely different.
No.
Wait. Okay. We're gonna ask Sinatra about this.
He looks like he's gonna be fired up.
Wait.
I trolled him a little bit.
Wait.
Yeah.
We were just dressed down.
No.
They were fireworks in that office.
Is
that
right? Partner meeting.
No.
Oh.
Greg, Morales, me, and Cappy, we were sabotaged into thinking it was a partner meeting.
Sabotaged.
They lied to you.
Lied to us. Look at Cappy's face.
Saboteurs.
What?
Morales
what
talking
was their
about,
number one complaint?
Of course they want us to work more. For nothing.
To work more for nothing.
Yeah, for no more money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So there was contract language being flung around.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Which I'm well-versed in mine.
Okay. Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah. I think Sedano and Cap are going to agree with us on this. They will not agree with Pepe, Lindsay, and Laura. By the way, Brian, where do you come down? Are you with Mason and I, or are you with the girls?
I'm with you guys.
Okay, so here's the question, George. Man. I'm going to give you a choice.
That's why the dating pool is so small for women.
Okay, let's Sedano and Cap weigh in. Yep. George, I'm going to give you a choice.
A lot less of them.
You can be extremely good-looking, like George Clooney, Ryan Gosling, good-looking, but not very intelligent.
Mm.
Or you can be extremely intelligent, but ugly.
Oh.
Like,
no,
you said average.
Or either one, average.
I will take extremely intelligent and average.
Thank you.
Sure.
Cappy, what do you think?
Well, hold on a second, though. If George Clooney and Ryan Gosling are your examples of really good-looking
guys,
George
Clooney is
who's Ryan somebody Gosling. Who I'm bright.
You.
But I'm average.
You're average.
No, I'm in the George Clooney, Ryan Gosling category.
In what world?
In this world. In El Mundo.
Okay. Carl Sagan. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I mean, he's really smart.
He is smart.
He is, but he's not.
But he's also
he's
a dashing-looking man.
Yeah, he is a good-looking guy.
He's average.
Carl Sagan, average. Cappy. Nuclear physicist.
Sagan was a dork.
How about the guy that played, the actor that played Oppenheimer?
Oh, Killian Murphy?
He's good looking, but he's really brilliant.
He is brilliant.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to go on the Clooney side of all this.
I told you. You're with us. Course. You're with Mason
and
I.
And here's why. Because think about it.
But you guys are also little more.
Let me ask you guys a quick question.
You know.
What? Are we shallow?
No. Yeah.
Are we shallow?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we shallow?
Men.
I mean, John doesn't even tight it. Like, and neither does Cap. You, I'm actually kind of surprised.
You think I hide shallow?
I think
I am shallow.
I thought you'd hide it better.
I think these, oh, yeah, the no, answers,
in this scenario,
the answers to these person. Questions do, like reveal how shallow
yeah,
we are.
No, yeah. You know, if you are smart, you can conquer any woman in the world.
Because
you know what? Because if you're smart, you get on a spit game.
Yeah, you go.
Pepe, you are so full of crap.
No, that is not. That is the truth.
Girls won't even talk to you.
¿Qué pasó, Pepe?
And Lindsay, don't you agree with me?
Yes.
By the way, I wasn't joking about the fireworks.
Yeah, okay, I wanted to get back to that.
All right.
I wasn't joking about the fireworks.
I want to say, George Clooney, I don't know if he's a great actor. He's not a great actor. Is he or is he not a great actor?
He's a great. I think he's a great actor.
Okay, so he's super good looking.
Yeah.
And with those super good looks,
yep.
He was able to become a great actor.
Yes.
Okay? He's a great business guy.
Yes.
He can have any piece of you-know-what he wants in this town. Okay? I'm going to the Clooney side.
No, but you're wrong.
Smart.
You're wrong. This is not
right, but if you take away his smarts.
George Clooney is for the looks. Cappy, don't go away from that.
Yeah.
If we're just talking
Cappy.
About the looks.
No, but the looks led
Focus.
To all of this.
Focus.
Oh, where'd you get that?
Focus.
Where'd you get that shirt?
I have that shirt. The Lakers gave it out at
a
giveaway.
Playoff
shirt. Yeah. Oh, I want that shirt.
Weren't you around in 2020?
All right.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, let's get... Let's
Cappy, what the hell happened in that meeting?
You know what? Let me tell you something that happened,
right,
Mason. You
right.
should,
I want to get you revved
you
up here.
You should be somebody who will appreciate
well,
what
I got
about the
I think, dress down
right. I think both of you will appreciate
Wait,
this.
Cap, are you wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Before you go any farther...
John thinks you're a D-bag.
Congratulations, Cappy.
But hold on. LeBron wears sunglasses inside. If LeBron does it, I can do it.
See, I think LeBron is a carve-out in Ireland.
You are not LeBron.
Cappy, congratulations,
Thank
okay,
you.
On,
Thank
your,
you.
On your daughter.
Thank you,
okay.
my friend.
So
yes.
I want to hear
Thank
about
you.
The
Go ahead,
the big meeting.
I'll take my glasses
So we
off
get in there.
So that John Ireland doesn't think that
we
I'm
get
a,
in there
I'm
what,
a D-bag.
And right? we were
or a C-bag or any other kind of bag.
Would you say
plastic plag?
Sabotage, surprise,
Dude,
bombarded?
Ridiculous. I mean, like...
It was a sneak attack?
Yes.
It was a total. So, and here's the thing. All I kept thinking about the whole time was, is that... I know how Mason was impacted the day that they blasted him before he had to go on the air. Imagine You're 20 minutes away from going on the air. You're getting your head straight.
Major market radio, afternoon this drive, afternoon takeover. You're getting ready.
They learned nothing from that experience.
Exactly.
This is Los Angeles, God. California.
Exactly.
This isn't Topeka, Kansas.
Yep. Or Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay? Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm in the back, and I'm getting myself fired up and ready to go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Morales and Bergman walk in on me and George and close the door.
Oh, no. And that's always
the,
a bad
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, once the door is closed, we got problems,
yep.
right?
Here, absolutely. Take
this. Thanks. This'll I'm going to need you. This bottle of
Tito's. Bottle of Tito's.
5 o'clock Cappy
right.
Hour.
The Tito's Cappy Hour is coming up. Cappy Hour is happening. And the way these guys just went after us.
Mm. What was their major complaint?
Well,
they're trying to propose something.
Oh.
But it really wasn't a proposal.
Right. It was a demand.
It was a cram down. Yes.
It was a cram down. And by the way, and you know it's always beautiful when you're trying to cram something down on somebody when you don't actually accept responsibility, you actually put it off on somebody else. Yeah. It's really not us. It's somebody else that's cramming.
We're just, don't kill the messenger. Yeah. We're just relaying the message.
Right. Right.
This is the only place in the world where you have a meeting with the boss, then you got on the air and talk all about it.
Okay. So Mace, I think in an effort of solidarity.
Yes.
I think you guys should walk out.
We should not only walk out, but all four of us should just take the rest of the week off.
Yes, I love that idea.
I'm out. Pepe, you do 8 hours starting tomorrow.
Cam 710 the Kamenetsky. Where are you guys going?